Alan McPherson was a well-known sight in Sechelt. He could often be seen riding around town on his scooter and chatting with residents on the seawall. McPherson's daughter Jeanette Gordon said that her father was a real character, and a really unique individual. And McPherson had sense of humor. He went out with a bang, let's put it that way, Gordon said. And he would be so pleased to know he shut Sechelt down for 6 hours. McPherson was struck by a vehicle in a marked crosswalk on Sunshine Coast Highway 101 and Inlet Avenue on January 11. RCMP said that McPherson was critically injured and was deemed not stable to fly out by air ambulance. He died later that day. On March 3, Const. Karen Whitby, Community Engagement Officer for Sunshine Coast RCMP, said that after an exhaustive investigation, it has been determined that there will be no charges recommended following the accident. She reaffirmed that the driver was not impaired. Gordon said that she feels for the driver of the truck in the accident and hopes that he recovers from the shock and that no one is found at fault. She recalled that it was difficult to see on that cold, bright day. Gordon remembers her father fondly, saying he was bright as a button to the very end. At 94, he read poetry and spoke Latin. He worked out at the gym every day, said Gordon. He would go up to McDonald's and have coffee with the guys and then motor back. She said that McPherson had ordered a new scooter just 2 days before the accident and that luckily the family was able to cancel the order. McPherson's obituary, written by Gordon, said, Alan touched everybody with his friendly, open personality. He was a great storyteller and read constantly. He was a man for all seasons, knowledgeable about world affairs, up close and personal when in your presence, and a lover of poetry, people, dogs and kids. His sense of humor and memory for quotations kept one always engaged. Gordon said that her father was healthy and active all his days, he just was full of life. When I went to the ER, the doctors all said, he doesn't look like 92. I said, well, he's 94, and they said he looks more like he's 74. The family will be holding a celebration of life on April 6, from 1 to 3 p.m. Details will be provided closer to the date. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.